interest to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On today's Ours to Protect, we're looking at growing your own food. From the wellbeing benefits to the environmental impacts, we speak with Michael Kelly about the wide array of advantages that come from homegrown produce.
When people grow some of their own food, over the long term, it changes their overall behaviour around food. So even if they're only growing 10% of their own food, they'll tend to have more sustainable behaviours and healthier food behaviours overall. They're wasting less food, they're buying more local, seasonal, organic food and so on. So it has this huge knock-on effect, I suppose, which is, I think that can have a really significant impact. The shorter the journey, I suppose, from where the food was grown to your plate, the better. You know, like as soon as you take it out of the ground or pick it off a plant, it's losing its nutritional value. So if you've got something that's, you know, in storage for 6 months in a warehouse somewhere and then travels across the world and compare that to something you've just picked in your garden and eaten within, you know, within minutes potentially, it's complete chalk and cheese in terms of nutritional benefits. When people grow some of their own food, they really plug back into the seasons. And again, that's, you know, not something that's talked about a lot. I think we've got effectively a mono-seasonal diet where we eat the same things all year round. But actually, if you think about how nature works, it's very different types of food all year round. At the moment, it's very focused on leafy greens, you know, that replenishes after the winter, and then you get into the summer and there's a lot of like the hydrating fruits like tomatoes and cucumbers and things. And then to the winter, you're going underground, things that grow under the ground like root crops and things. It's a very different way to eat with the abundance of the seasons, but I think a much healthier way to eat and a much more interesting and varied and diverse diet. Plastic packaging is a huge problem no matter what you're buying in the retail landscape. So definitely if you're lucky enough to have a kind of a refill store near you, then that's a great way to go because you can bring your own containers and fill them up and not have all that packaging. Even if you are recycling it, it still means it's pretty much single use. Starting small is good advice. Like pick four or five things maybe you like to eat, and beyond that it's like wherever your imagination can take you, I think. But I think it's important to give your knowledge some time to catch up with your enthusiasm, you know.
John Carey is the owner of Solos Eco Garden Shop. He tells us how to start growing your own fruit and veg and the benefits of doing so.
We're now into April. We are seeing warmer conditions. What people need to start thinking about now is what they want to grow. So only sow the vegetables and seeds that you like to eat, really, you know. Keep that in mind. Look at the space that you have. This time of year, you want to start a lot of your seeds in trays and in pots indoors. So you're going to need seed trays, some multi-purpose compost, some labels and markers to mark up what you're sowing. You're going to need to think about watering of those seedlings and a location for them. So you could probably just get a small cold frame or a little small greenhouse. And on that, you can grow a range of salads and herbs. And you can start your tomato plants in those sorts of little greenhouses. If you're just getting into it for the first time, the easiest ones I would say would be your salads. So any of your lettuce, your mixed salads. Others that would be very easy to grow are spring onions. They're a real winner, onions. And when I talk about easy onions to grow, I would recommend growing onion sets. So not growing by seed, but in fact growing with little small onions, which will grow into larger onions later in the season. You would plant your onion sets directly out into the garden, and you do that this time of year. Carrots, relatively easy to grow. The only secret of carrots is you need to have a light soil. Fun things to grow like our tomatoes and potatoes. A little bit more work involved in them, but the best way to learn how to grow your own is just to get stuck in. So there's nothing better than spending an afternoon in the garden. It's great for the body and the mind. It's just an opportunity to switch off from your day-to-day and get out in the garden, whether you're doing it solo or you have your kids out helping you. Every element of it is a joy, really. And then, you know, the reward then later in the season when you're pulling the carrots off, you're preparing dishes, you go to your supermarket, you're buying fruit and veg, you're coming in packaging, break your heart, you know. You see, like, bananas wrapped in plastic. Okay, we can't grow our own bananas, but we can certainly grow our own tomatoes here in Ireland. So you can certainly cut out all that unnecessary packaging. You can choose what varieties you want to grow if you're growing your own, and you know exactly what's gone into those crops. And your veg mightn't look the prettiest in the world, but you know, that's all part of the process. You did it, you grew it yourself. Good, healthy, nutritious food that you create yourself.
We spoke with Linda, who's been growing her own fruit and veg for the past 10 years.
I grow strawberries, blueberries, rhubarb, and raspberries, and I'm trying the blackberries this year. The blackbirds have my heart broken, but I've got nothing now. I started about 10 years ago. I started actually off with veg. Oh, the taste is just completely different. Absolutely, totally different to what you buy in the shops, like, you know. A lot of the stuff you buy is all treated with chemicals. Now, I have an apple tree and the apples will melt in your mouth. You could be cleaning the house all day and you still have to clean it the next day. Your veggie grows up and you're able to eat it. You get great satisfaction out of it.
You can find more information at arstoprotect.ie or there is a fact sheet on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.